Chapter 6, The Perfect Loan Proposal. I am so excited about this chapter. Look, you want to get a lender to fund your deal? You will need to be prepared for everything the lender could and will ask for, and then some. So what I've done is I've created a template, and I want you to have it. Here is the template to use that will help you build the funding proposal that will impress any lender. This works well with banks. This works with hard money lenders, private equity investors, and anyone you ask to fund your real estate deals. Do not give them an opportunity to say no. Being unorganized and being unprofessional will throw up a big red flag. Therefore, all you need to do is follow these steps, and you will eliminate almost every question a lender could have about you, your business, or your deal. Think about it. You walk into a lender and you hand them a pre-done proposal, a proposal that has answers to everything they could want from you before they even have to ask you. What would the chances be of somebody wanting to lend to you if you were that prepared? Well, I'll give you the answer. The chance will be tremendously different than you not being prepared. That's the difference. There are rules to follow when creating and presenting this to any lender. First, you're going to need some supplies to create this proposal. So I want you to go out there and I want you to buy these things. I want you to get a new professional looking half inch three ring binder. Yep, just like the ones you used to take to school, not a previously used or a cheap looking one. I want something nice, one of those nice three ring binders. I want you to buy a three hole punch. I want you to get some quality paper, that nice paper, that heavier cardstock paper, and get yourself a new ink cartridge. Don't use that beat up old one that kind of draws the lines in the middle. Something good. How about a highlighter? Grab one of those. And three ring binder dividers. I want those clear plastic ones for you with the colored tabs and also a table of contents included. So what we're going to do is we're literally physically going to build a kit that you could leave with the lender. Now, if this is a digital, you just build this same kit, you just email the thing. So here's the sections for the perfect loan proposal. First and foremost, in the cover of your three-ring binder, I want you to build a cover sheet. And that cover sheet should have your business name, your logo, and one sentence that sums up what you and your business do. So I want it to sit there and I want the title. Maybe real estate investor or loan proposal or just copy perfect loan proposal. The next thing is nobody wants to waste time. So why don't you create a table of contents? List out each section and what is included in those sections. And that's what the tabs are going to tell. The very next section you're going to do is a description of you and your business. We call this the credibility builder. We have built a template for this as well. You can find that at flipoutacademy.com/shop. We sell the credibility builder, and all that is a brochure maker. It's going to tell the lender who you are, what you do, and why you are different. Your who, your what, and your why. That's it. What your hook is, and why should someone lend to you? Well, they should lend to you because you're credible, you're knowledgeable, and you're lendable. Include a picture of yourself in there because you know what? When you leave, they might set that binder down, and when they pick it up, you want your photo to be right there so they can associate you with the proposal. The next thing, and we did this last time, remember in structuring the deal, we want to include the deal. All the specifics about your deal. Don't forget to include the scope of work if it's a rehab, the potential profit if it's a fix and flip, the rental income projections, or what we call a pro forma if you're going to rent it, and any other information regarding the deal. Don't leave anything out. The more information you give them, the better it is. And you can just type all this up, or you can use our pre-done template called the spec sheet. The next thing is very important. Section number 5, comparable sales. What you want to do is you want to put in those comparable sales that show how you came up with that after rehab price, how much your property is going to be worth. And if you really want to wow them, get a third-party appraisal. You remember we talked about that? As complete appraisal if it's a rehab, or maybe an as-is appraisal if you're going to just basically keep the property as it sits. Now, early on, we talked a little bit about this next section. You remember when we talked about lenders only being able to lend to you as an entity. They can only lend to your company. So what we want to do in Section 6 is we want to prove that we're a company. You want to give them the corporate documentation, your articles of incorporation, and your EIN number. This just shows the lender that you are a legitimate business. Most lenders will not lend to an individual. So make sure that this is in there. Number 7. So Section 7, so vitally important. This is called a personal financial statement. Now, in my website, chrisnoggle.com, I'm going to give you a blank copy of the PFS, the personal financial statement. And that's what it's known as, right? People call this a PFS. And it's the most important part, so you must be precise with this. All a PFS is it's a step-by-step little sheet that's going to show your assets, your liabilities, and what your net worth is. And then it's going to basically take those and it's going to ask you to put the statements for the assets you listed, which brings me to Section 8. Section 8 is the statements. So for all those assets you listed in the PFS, you must include statements for every investment account, bank statement, retirement accounts, business interest, anything you put on the asset column, you need to provide proof that you actually own that asset. Because hey, it's one thing if you tell me you've got 100 grand in the bank account, I just wanna see it. Just prove it, right? You've heard that before. Prove it. So that's what that section's for. Moving on, Section 9. If you already are a real estate investor and you have other real estate, well, throw that in there. Show them what other real estate you own. Show them what other real estate you have done. If you've done flips, put them in there. Put photos. Put how much money you profited. Show them that you are credible. Showcase what you've done and what you own. Section 10. This is your 3 years of business and personal tax returns. Now, I know that some of you are going to have to start digging. So get going. Get going and find those tax returns because you're going to want to include those. If you don't include those in the binder, they are going to ask for them. But then some of you are going to say, well, yeah, Chris, that's great, but they're just too big. I can't fit them in the binder. Great. Put one sheet in there that says 3 years of tax returns available upon request. But if you can fit them, throw them in there in Section 10 because when the banker or the lender looks at that, they're going to be thinking to themselves, how did he know? How did she know that we wanted that? And then lastly, Section 11, go online and print out your credit reports with scores. There's plenty of free credit report websites on there. Find one, print out all three, Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian, and include those in there. When all this is done, make sure it looks professional. Heck, if you want, go through and put your logo on the bottom of every page, number every page, and make sure you use those tab dividers. When you put this in front of the lender or the bank or the hard money lender, look at their face because it's going to go like this. You're going to sit down and they're going to say, okay, well, we're going to need this. And you're going to say, yeah, that's Section 4. Okay, then we're going to need this. Yep, that's Section 6. Can you imagine walking into a situation where you are actually presenting an opportunity for someone to give you money and you have already come with every answer for every question they will ask? How much further along would you be? This is called the perfect loan proposal. It is one of the things that I am the most impressed with that we've ever done. I am trademarking this. It is the answer to you never having to ask for money again. Because if you provide them this, they will want to give you their money. You just presented an opportunity that solved their problems and you did it in a professional manner and you answered every question they could have asked for. You have just succeeded in finding money.
Hey, Chris, I'm a college graduate with a business degree. How come they didn't teach me this in school?
Oh, that's a really good question that I don't have a really good answer for. My guess is they don't want you to know this stuff. If everybody knew this, everybody would have the answers and everybody would know the secret. This has taken me literally years and years of hearing no, years and years of going to banks to get money and having them tell me, oh, we need this document. Then you put yourself off a whole week because now you need to go get the document, get it back to the bank. It's just a waste of time. It's inefficient. Over the years, over hundreds of deals, over hundreds of different times of presenting opportunities to get money for my deals, I have literally fine-tuned it so that I have the perfect loan proposal, the answer to what every lender wants, and it's right there. So why they don't teach this in school is a great question. Maybe we should talk to them about that.
Sounds like a class you should be teaching soon.
That does.